stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, good, everyone. Nice to have you back at RM World Travel Central with Mary and me. It is time for the Destination Spotlight as we check in on Colorado Springs, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
We had so much Travel Pro Luggage on that set last week aboard the Seabourn Ovation with all of our fellow listeners traveling with us. So anyway, all right, well, the facts are this is well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, top-quality luggage, and it's going to equip you to travel the world like a pro with first-class luggage sets and accessories. They have the perfect travel companion for you.
It's always fun to see the reaction to our Travel Pro Luggage when we're on the move, folks. Platinum Elite is what we travel with. We think it's the best. Rudy likes their Max Light. RJ prefers the Bold line. Regardless of what you choose, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable. It's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save up to 40% on holiday purchases. There's also a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Well, Robert and I were just in London briefly on Tuesday, and now we're headed to a place sometimes referred to as Little London, as Doug Price, CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, is joining the show.
Well, yes, he is indeed. Doug, nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for the nice welcome.
Well, we really appreciate you being a part of the show. So this program has been heard in your city for years on AM 1240, FM 105.5, and FM 92.5 KRDO radio. Colorado Springs is such a great place to visit in this centennial state. I love that your LinkedIn lists you as a memory maker. You've been in your role nearly 14 years. So this, Doug, is your opportunity to talk to America now across our 600-plus weekly stations and share some of what makes your part of our country special and worthy of people's travel dollars.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you think about the fact that we're in the mountain time zone, and so people love that two-hour change from the East Coast and an hour change from the West Coast. And one of the things that we think is pretty special about Olympic City USA, which is how we branded ourselves, is that we are very much an outdoor recreation haven for people. During the pandemic, when everybody was going through trials and tribulations, we had our own for sure, but people come here to be outdoors. And our year-round climate makes that very, very easy to do.
Doug, we were reviewing a study about travel to your area before the show today, and definitely I'm sure the great outdoors, as you just mentioned, is part of this, but you have seen sizable increases year over year since 2021, so that means big tourism dollars are being infused into your local economy. I'm curious about the impact travel and tourism is having on Colorado Springs, maybe some of the positive benefits it's delivering to your community, and what do you think is fueling the growth?
You know, Mary, it's a great question because we have been eligible for federal grants and state grants to be able to, further promote Colorado Springs. Our city was founded on tourism. Back in 1871, we were a wellness destination before the term medical tourism was even invented by anybody. People, you know, going back to the days of Little London, would come here for the healing of both the spring's waters and the sunshine. And so for us, we've really kind of capitalized on that. And the other irony that has happened since 2021 is we opened the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. And that museum is just creating all kinds of new visitors who want to come and experience the Olympic Games, both past, present, and future.
Well, you know, I want to talk because we've covered the Olympic and Paralympic Museum during our museum gallery segment in the past.
When they opened, yeah.
Yes, and it's a terrific location, no question about that. Certainly Colorado Springs, it's also home to the U.S. Air Force Academy. You've got the National World War II Museum of Aviation that's there. I stay at the luxurious Broadmoor Resort, we say is a must when visiting. But with winter nearly upon us, Doug, I mean, talk about all the skiing that folks can come enjoy within a close proximity of your area.
Yes, we're really within, number one, one of the things that we suggest to people is they look closely at flying in and out of our airport. We live in the shadow of Denver. It's an hour and 20 minutes to Denver International. But the Colorado Springs Airport is a great alternative to the ski slopes. You can go from Fly COS up to Breckenridge and Monarch in less than 2 hours, and it's almost all back roads. And so, yes, we have a lot of people who will fly in and either do a pre or post trip from their ski excursion up in the mountains.
Yeah, and it's also, Mary, as we know, it's not just a ski destination.
No, I really think you're also a year-round destination as well. Yeah. So last question from us today before we run out of time. What's something, Doug, that you say first-time travelers to Colorado Springs must experience to really feel like they visited your area? And you've got about 40 seconds.
Well, the Garden of the Gods is something that is a bucket list for many, many people. To go to the top of Pikes Peak, you can go up on the Cog Railway, or you can drive it, or if you're really adventurous, you can bike it. But to go to the top of Pikes Peak and to do Garden of the Gods are two things that are on many, many people's bucket list. And what one that they might not include, but we know is very special, is the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, have just added to people's things to do list. Folks, I'm going to give you the website. You can plan your own travels, and you can go visit and experience Colorado Springs. It's very easy. Visit COS.com. Visit COS for Colorado Springs. Visit COS.com. Doug, appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Mary, Robert, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
My pleasure.
Take
bye-bye
care.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. There goes Doug. Nice guy. Visit COS.com, folks. That's going to put a lid on hour one of the program today. Hour two kicks off in about 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Is your station going to be a part of it? Well, find out in about 7 minutes. Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Trey Bodge are also still ahead. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. And don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime on our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.